Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 9 o'clock hour. I'm being told that we have an awesome hot seat coming up.
Right.
And we have on the line right now a legend. And he is what you call in social media an influencer.
Really?
So I'm sure he was privy to what was going on when Nick Sirianni hijacked the news coverage yesterday and started playing rock, paper, scissors. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Mr. Howard Eskin. Hi, Howard.
Good morning. I don't know about hijacked, but
he took it over.
He was the life of the party.
Yes, he was.
The life of the party.
So here's the thing. A lot of people this morning, Howard, are upset because it seemed kind of high schoolish, the way he was acting. How did you feel Nick Sirianni did yesterday?
Well, what a great recovery from that first news conference.
Yes,
it was, 100%.
It was night and day. What a comeback. It's one of the all-time comebacks in the history of sports.
Yep.
I thought he had a great personality. He was himself. That's who he is. And that's why the first time, I know it's the first news conference, just let him go. Just let him go. You know, we can listen to Howie use a lot of words and say nothing. Andy Weidel's a really sharp guy, and they ought to let him be more involved in the final decision of the draft pick. But Nick Sirianni added a personality. He was himself. He had energy. You throw in things. Hey, when you want to know a little about a guy, because the agents prep these draft picks. Don't say this. Do say this. Make sure you don't say. And you catch him off guard by doing something like that. I thought it was terrific. I thought he had it. You can see who he is. You can see his energy. I thought it was, I'm telling you, I came away with, hey, if this guy can coach, he will make it in this town.
Yeah. But,
no, I'm telling you. I'm going to see your son after the show, our program director, and I'm going to demand that they do a deal so that he's on Mondays on the show. Because I want to hear what he's got to say. He's spontaneous. He's unprogrammed. Howard, that's what Philadelphia wants, isn't it?
I think they absolutely want it. But here's what Philadelphia also does. You know, sometimes they take your lead. They bitch about things a lot.
Lead? Wait a minute. You're the pioneer in that
one. Oh, listen to the
Don't
two
Don't
you
put that on me. No one ever bitched more than you did.
Well, yeah. But we complained about different things.
Right.
I complained about the callers. You complained about the people. Although I do complain about the people. I was not happy with Sirianni's first news conference. I'm not happy with the way Charlie did manage that last series when they ended up beating Atlanta.
Hold on. Stop right there. Stop right there, because we've been killing Rube off the air, Howard.
You should.
And you know what Rube said? Rube said, you know, if I'd have done what you said, I wouldn't be here. I'd still be the GM.
That's exactly right.
He should have tagged that series. Yes.
Yes.
He
did not want the record. He
just for Phillies.
He did not want that record. What he wanted was to win every single night, and I can't blame him for that.
Well, that leads to Sirianni, though. The guy that I heard yesterday, Howard, we were told this is going to be a yes man. I didn't get that impression yesterday at all. He's a competitive guy. He's going to fight for everything he gets.
Boom. Well, he wants a receiver in the first round. Ooh. We'll see if he gets what he wants. Now, it comes down to the board and all that. Waddle is the best receiver. Smith, Waddle, or Surtain will be one of those guys will be available, maybe two, at 12. if Waddle's there and they don't take him, then he doesn't get everything he wants. Sertan is the best corner, in the draft. I would actually want Sertan, but I'm not making a pick. And Sirianni, you know what he wants. But we'll see. I mean, they'll have some things. They'll tell him what to do. But if he has energy, I think at least for the first year, and if he has success, the players are going to buy into this.
Right.
And they're going to they want to play games. These Zoom calls are, you know, I'm on Zoom calls. Yesterday I was on three of them. It's a joke, but it's a way of the world, and we have to do it. The NFL Network with Daniel Jeremiah had a Zoom call. By the way, he likes Waddle too at 12, if he's there. But it's just, it creates something different. And, you know, you got to make some kind of change. I love the guy's personality, and I really think that's who he is.
Yes, now, I
do. And everybody
too.
There tells me he's a terrific guy. If he can only coach, but I will say this, and there's no question in my mind, win or lose that first game of the regular season, you'll probably pass on the preseason, you will bitch about him in some way on that Monday.
I look forward to it.
1,000%.
But hold on. There's one, I'm going to bitch about him right now on one thing. All right, Howard, I do not understand why they cannot name Jalen Hurts a starter. They know he's the starter. Why doesn't Hurts get that endorsement? It makes no sense to me.
Wait a minute. Are you an idiot? It's just, we know he's the starter. We all know
I would like
starter.
That endorsed publicly.
Why does he have to endorse it?
Because it's honest.
Does it make Jalen Hurts any better, a better player? No. Does it change anything with what's going to happen? No.
Then why not do it?
Joe Flacco's going to be the starter? No. We know Jalen Hurts is the starter. There's nothing that's going to change.
Then why aren't they saying it?
Because they don't have to.
Well, that's a stupid reason.
Well, competition is great. And if it forces him to work harder and play harder, and it seems like he's that kind of guy, and he's got to get better. Hey, listen, there's some questions about how good he can be or will be with the Eagles. He's not a locked down franchise quarterback by any stretch of the imagination, and he's got to improve. But if it creates some form of competition, I'm okay with that. We know he's going to be the starter.
Howard, I gotta keep going here because I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even book you for football. That was a bonus. I booked you because I really enjoy your point of view of Ben Simmons. Do you think Ben Simmons has not played because he did not want to face Steph Curry because he's so worried about winning the Defensive Player of the Year competition? Is that what's going on here?
100%. As I said on Twitter, he had Steph Curry-itis. He lit him up the last time. He played Kyrie Irving the week before, and he got lit up, and they had to take him off him. He is not the Defensive Player of the Year. The last time a guard has won has been 1996. He shouldn't be the Defensive Player of the Year. He didn't want to play Steph Curry, and he didn't want to play Devin Booker, who had 36 against the Sixers last time. There is absolutely no way he wanted to play these two games. And he gives us, well, first Doc Rivers says, yeah, I don't know if he's got a stomach fight. What do you mean you don't know? You're the head coach. You absolutely know. You know he bailed out. There's no question in my mind they can't win a championship with Ben Simmons. He doesn't work hard enough. You can say he's sloppy on switches. He can't play. You should play the best guard on the other team. No question. He doesn't play. He doesn't defend Bradley Beal because he doesn't want to. The coach is an enabler of Ben Simmons. He doesn't want to work on his shot. He's afraid to shoot. I mean, I could shoot, have a better percentage from 15 feet than he does. And it's a joke.
All right.
And Al, you're wrong. They can't win with him.
All right, Howard, that's really.
How do you really feel?
But here's the problem with Howard. He just ripped me for complaining. He didn't take a breath for 2 minutes so he could attack Ben Simmons. Let me move to baseball for a second, all right, Howard? I'm running into an internal problem with Joe Giglio. The guy's in love with Gabe Kapler.
He's the manager of the year.
Did you hear what Giglio said? What am I Kapler, serious? No, you were kidding, right? You ate Kapler.
Now, you know what? He learned from his experience here. When's the last time you saw him have with the Phillies? When was the first time? He let a pitcher throw 108 pitches at the beginning of a season. And that's what he let his starter throw in that game one. And he did the right thing. He's learned a little bit. I know he ran himself out of players. That'll happen because
What do you mean that'll happen? That doesn't happen.
He runs out of players all the time. He's done it two or three times already this season in games he's winning. It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, listen, he's a horrible manager.
I think he learned some things. I think the manager is the most overrated thing in baseball. Managers only lose games. They don't win games. And that is
I disagree with that only because I think managers can impact games by the way they run their bullpen. That's the most important thing they do.
Yeah, but hold it. Charlie Manuel never ran the bullpen. It was the pitching coach.
That is not correct, Howard. He did run the he ran his team. Dubes did not run the show there. He did take his advice at times, but Charlie ran the show, and we had the right personnel for them.
Howard,
right.
You're challenging the GM of the team.
He's allowed.
No, he's not allowed. Right. Howard thinks he has better information than the man who was the general manager.
I do agree with Howard on this.
Yeah.
That you can learn from your experiences. I mean, look at Terry Francona. Terry Francona, and I'm not saying Gabe Kapler is going to be Terry Francona because he's one of the best managers in the game today. But he was the manager here in Philadelphia, did not do a great job.
He sucked.
He's an idiot.
Okay, he did not do a great job, but I will tell you. And he had terrible players. Shit, I was playing on that team.
No, I stumped. You were on the roster. They had to have a terrible roster.
All right.
Howard, the only person, you got another person. I love when your son texts me to tell me you're wrong. More Howard disinformation. Kawhi Leonard won Defensive Player of the Year twice about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I said the last time a guard. He's not a guard. He's really forward.
That's, well.
All right, Howard, take that up with your son.
Gary Payton was 1996. Michael Jordan only won it once.
Howard, I need to end this in
what
a positive note.
My son doesn't think Jokic is the MVP.
Why don't you fight with your son? Why are you putting it down this show?
MVP's not even in the running. Steph Curry's second.
Howard, one last thing. You had the COVID virus, right?
Yes,
you know how serious it is.
Yes.
Could you please tell people to get the vaccine? Would you do? You got it, right? You got the vaccine.
Yes, I did. I don't understand why players. I don't understand why people won't get it. First of all, when you're on a team, you're putting the other players and your team at risk. And if they lose one of their key players, and I don't know who is and who isn't getting the vaccine, I don't understand it. The Phillies will have 20% of their players not get the vaccine. I don't get it. And I know you can't force them to do it. I don't get it. It's amazing. It's not 100%, but we know by science it is effective and it will help. It's amazing that
good
people
message.
Won't
yeah.
get it. You
good message, Howard.
It. It's not bad for you. It's good for you.
Howard, I appreciate all your input. You have established one thing for sure. You are the biggest bitcher this city has ever had.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.